Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Thank you, man with the golden voice, for the introduction. Now, I do want to remind you of this, and everybody better tune into this. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM will present Candidates Night 2020 on Thursday, October 22nd, tomorrow, from 7 to 9 p.m., broadcast live right here on this station. You can also listen live on the internet at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The event will feature in a discussion debate format candidates for Marion County Commissioner, County Clerk, and Sheriff. The event will be moderated by myself and will feature questions from editor of the Marion Star, Ben Lanka. The listening audience will be able to submit questions live on air starting at 7 p.m. on October 22nd tomorrow by calling the station number 740-383-9944 and talking to the operator. The event is supported by Belly Buster's Pizza and was organized by Terry Tackett. So don't miss that tomorrow night live on this station starting at 7:10 p.m. Big debate night for the local candidates, and we're going to go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. How's Scott?
Oh, I am great this morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just terrific. I'm just terrific. I heard you guys earlier fussing and not arguing, but politics.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a big political night here tomorrow night. You going to listen to that?
Oh, I want to see this debate.
Yes.
The last time they met face to face, that was the first one, I think. That was I don't know what you would call it. It was not adults talking, you know, about things we need and things should be done or whatever. But that was just that debate was chaos.
Right.
I mean, I'd say about 90% of the people, or 80 anyway, would say the same thing. That is no way to advertise or whatever your position or whatever politics. That is not right. But anyway, I'm curious to see this other one. Now, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but Scott, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. I mean, you know, if you lack what's going on through your government, vote for the people that's in charge. Let's put it that way. That's the way I feel. I mean, I'm a Democrat, really. But if he's not what I think I want, or you know what, I vote Republican. This president or whoever he is supposed to be a people president. We're all in this dadgum. We're all in this world together. Let's put it that way. And Scott, everything seems like to me is in a chaos, and we all got to make a living in this world. Let's put it that way. We all should get along, but Scott, our country is so divided. Seems to me like and it shouldn't be that way. I mean, you know, I've been through a lot of these, you know, Bob, and you know, and Scott, this election has been the most, well, I don't know what you would what you could call it would suit it. But his devoted so much that he's pitiful.
Well,
and
it's
whoever gets elected, it's got to be for the people, or supposed to be for the people. Let's put it that way. We're all in, like I say, we're all in this world the same, and we all got to make a living. And this, I don't. What do you think? Am I making any sense?
Well, it makes perfect sense, but, you know, the conversation that Adam and I were having there before the break, to be honest, as I say, as you have said, as a lot of people have said, I do believe if you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. If you want to vote for Biden, vote for Biden. That's life. That's your right as an American, and you should do that, and don't let people shame you into doing anything else. The problem that I am having is that people are not getting the right information. Like, I and Adam and I will disagree on this, I guess, but I don't like when people are trying to get votes by saying that Biden is going to die, or Biden is incompetent mentally, and you're going to get Harris, so it's really a vote for Harris. Well, you know, I don't like that, because that's not reality. That's speculation. That's a smear tactic. And I don't like when people smear Trump, to be honest with you. I don't like when people say the things I hate, Glenn and I have had this argument. I don't like when people keep bringing up how many times he's lied. I think that is trying to demean him, because some of these lies don't amount to anything that has to do with anybody's life. Look at these men's policies. Who do you think is best fit to lead this country? Forget about their vice presidents. Vice presidents are inconsequential in life. The last time we had a vice president take over for a sitting president was Lyndon Johnson, 1963. It's been almost 70 years since we had that happen. So you don't vote for the vice president. You vote for the president. And why we're getting all this nonsense, I don't understand it. That blows my mind.
Well, Scott, a vice president is just a standby. Let's put it that way. Just in case something goes wrong with the president. You know, Scott, what I don't like about this politics that's going on now, I don't like them criticizing the other party. You know, he is supposed to run on what he's going to do for the country. Let's put it that way. What kind of leader he is, or what kind of leader he's going to make. I mean, you should be up a telling campaign on what you're going to do for the country or Bob, whatever. And the reason why we got two different parties running, if you don't like the one that's in there, you got a right to vote for the other guy. Maybe he'll change it. Maybe he won't. But if you like what's going on now with the last president, President Trump, if you like what he's been doing the last 4 years, he's pretty well on the same course for the next 4 years. I mean, really and truly, if he's something, listen to him, but whatever. What I don't get, what I dislike about him, if you've been following him and you pay attention to him, he's Trump. If it's not for Trump, well, listen to me. You know, everybody else, if they want to listen, that's fine. If no, they turn it off. That's the same way with a phone call. If I don't like it, they turn it off. They want little thing and they turn it off. But he has proved, look how many people he's went through. If they, His people under him, if he don't like them, he will find a way or do it himself. Of course, he's got a right to. He'll get rid of them. plain simple as that. So if you like what he's been doing, he's still going to do it, same thing, or maybe worse. And he keeps telling, well, these sinuses, you know, about this fires or whatever it is. Let's put it, flu or whatever it is, but it's a killing a lot of people. Let's put it that way. You can't deny that. And he keeps telling, well, it's just around the corner. We got it whipped. I mean, you know, he's always been saying that. Well, look at it, Scott. I mean, look at it. I mean, anybody's out there that's fallen into the news, look at it. It ain't even close to been turning the corner. Well, now, why does he keep, how do you think he's going to get people to believe that? What it's plain facts. I mean, the facts are there, and you can't deny that all these people are dying, and it's turned the corner. We've got her under control. The virus, the medication is coming out. We got it whipped, you know. Scott, you know how many, well, I mean, look, has he got it whipped? I mean, he's been saying that all along, so that's what I don't like. Now, I don't know what Biden's going to do any better, but he's not saying we got it whipped. He's not talking about these top scientists. Now, Trump don't care whose foot he steps on. He just plain don't care. That's what I got against him. I'm not saying that he won't change, but now he never has. He's always been that way.
Well, and you see, and how you came to that conclusion, now see, that's logical, because that's based upon policy. That's based upon what he's saying. What I don't like is when people haven't said something and we make the inference. Nobody has ever said Joe Biden, I never heard Joe Biden say, I'm going to die and I've got Alzheimer's, so this lady's going to take over. I've never heard anybody say that President Trump still has COVID. If somebody did, I wouldn't like that. I haven't heard that anybody say anybody's mentally incompetent. No doctor. I don't want this presidential election to be decided on campaign garbage, lies, trying to tear the other person down. I want people to look at these two men and say, okay, who is best for this job? Who's got the best ideas? Remember when we used to elect presidents because of their ideas?
I remember from way back.
Yes.
I can remember way back.
Now, I'm so tired. I think I said this yesterday morning. I'm so tired of hearing lesser of two evils. We did it the last presidential election. Well, I don't even know what that means. You know, you get two candidates every time. You get a Republican and a Democrat, and you like one better than the other. Are they all your favorite candidates? No. But you know what? What is the, you know, the truth is, if it truly was the lesser of two evils, then you're still voting for evil. The lesser of two evils is still evil. There is no, these are men. I don't consider either one of them evil men. I think you like one better than the other, maybe just slightly in some cases. But this lesser of two evils, I wish we could just delete that from our vocabularies. That's tiresome to me.
Yeah. Scott, these debates, you know, they run against each other. You know, that should be the only people that's really involved in running for president. You gotta be responsible for what you do and what you say. You, president, whoever he is, you got four of them, the president and the vice president. That's the only ones you should criticize. Now, let's put it that way. The family don't have nothing, really, to me, has nothing to do with these four people, whatever party it is on. And to bring up the politician's family, I don't go for that. I mean, they're not running for the office or whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, that first debate, when you know, this one particular guy really got personal with the other people's family. And it got pretty touchy. So, you know, when if you are a good guy or whatever, and somebody gets up and runs your family down, that's going to get on your toes, bound to. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I do. And, you know, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm starting to hear more people, and this I don't understand, and I haven't understood this for many years. People are starting to say, if you ask them, 90% of the people you ask, you say, well, what party do you belong to? They'll say, independent. I'm independent. Okay, that's fine, but there is no such thing as an independent party. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what they mean, because if you ask that person what their feelings are about abortion, if you ask that person what their feelings are about taxes, if you ask that person what their feelings are about same-sex marriage and LGBTQ, if you ask that person what their feelings are about any issue like COVID, they have opinions. They're not independents. Now, they might be liberal Republicans, they might be conservative Democrats, however they want to label themselves, but what is an independent? What does that mean? You know what an independent truly means? An independent means I vote for personality. Which
yeah, Scott, independent, you know, you got to stand for something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think an independent, I think the best word would be for it is an undecided.
I think that's a better I think you're right.
I mean, I'm not decided on which one is which. But not independent. I mean, when you say you're independent, you got to stand for something.
Exactly.
You don't really resist. I mean, whatever you want to call it. I mean, independent just don't make no sense. Now, undecided makes a whole lot more sense. And independent.
Very astute point. That's a very
you
astute.
Know, well, Ross Perot, he ran on an independent ticket there once, didn't he?
Well, I think he called it the Reform Party.
Well,
but, yeah.
That's pretty well the same thing, but he always had a fix for everything. But an independent, you ain't got a fix for nothing.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, and that's what I say. I don't like that whole independent thing. And you know what? Even a libertarian believes certain things. A libertarian believes that government should not have a place in our life. Okay, well, that's what a libertarian believes.
Scott, you're not old enough to go way back. But you know as well as I do that we got to have an understanding between whoever's in office or whoever you're associated with. You just can't satisfy a few people, especially when you're president. You've got the whole world. Let's put it that way. And you know, you can't go alone. You just can't stand alone. I don't care what you do or what you stand for. If you ain't got nobody to stand with you, you ain't going to get nowhere.
Well,
you're just going to stand alone, like it says, stand alone.
And you know, the truth, the bottom line is this. The bottom line is vote for Trump if you want to. Vote for Biden if you want to. Vote for Jorgensen if you want to. Vote for the Green Party candidate if you want to. But vote on November 3rd because it is a right that a lot of people gave their life for, that Americans have, and it doesn't cost a dime.
You're right there. Vote for satisfy your mind. That is, you take voting away from your activity. You have pretty well. Well, you left all of your rights out. So if you don't vote, you haven't got much right to say anything about one that came in and one that didn't come in, this and this. But there you go. You didn't vote, so you ain't got much right to say anything about either one of them.
You hit it on the nail. Nail on the head.
I mean, if you don't vote, you've lost your rights. You said, so my rights don't matter. Well, you caused it. You didn't vote. But maybe this don't work the way you want it to. But still, that's beside the point. If you don't vote, you don't have no, really, truly, you don't have too much right to say anything about anybody.
That's right.
You plain simple, lost your rights. You did it yourself, so you can't blame somebody else.
And I guess we will see how it all shakes out here in just a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hey, go vote.
Yep.
God bless you. Take care. Don't take what I'm saying personal. Check yourself. Check yourself out. And if it satisfies you, go with it. And if it don't, leave it alone.
Perfect.
Take care.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's exactly it. And that's why we're here. Your opinions. And if the phone's ringing busy and you want to be on the air, just keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say, phone lines are open. 36 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and we will put you on the air. And this is an interesting discussion to have. And I had it a little bit yesterday. And I'm having it more here today because I don't understand where we're going with the presidential election. I don't understand what we're doing anymore. I don't understand why we are where we are. And I hope it changes. But if you agree or disagree with the caller or agree or disagree with Adam, who called in earlier on, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Everybody's got an opinion. You don't have to give your name. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget the big Candidates Night 2020 local candidates here tomorrow on this station, 7:10 to 9 p.m. It'll be myself moderating, Marion Star editor Ben Lenka asking questions. You can submit your own questions on air starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, October 22nd, Thursday, October 22nd, by calling the station number. This event supported by Belly Buster's Pizza and was organized by Terry Tackett. So there is all that information. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open if you have any opinions on anything. But I don't understand, as we get close to this election, I really don't understand. I don't understand independent. I don't understand why we're voting on conjecture. I think you take the two candidates, what are their ideas, who's got the best ideas, that's who you vote for, simple as that. If you think Trump's got the best ideas, you vote for him. If you think Biden's got the best ideas, you vote for him. If you think this Jorgensen woman's got the best ideas, you vote for her. That's what it is. That's where we are. And if you don't like any of them, write somebody in. You know, you can still do that. So, you know, here we are. And I would really like to know what has driven this lesser of two evils thing. You know, what makes the perfect candidate? That's what we're going to have to start asking ourselves. What is the perfect candidate? Who is that? Because that is starting to confuse me. Because I'm not sure who the perfect candidate is. Because certainly, apparently, in a lot of people's minds, we're not getting the perfect candidate. So, who is that? Who's the perfect candidate? You know, The problem is, here's where I think this lesser of two evils thing is coming from. I think where it's coming from is people are looking at superficial things. Well, superficially, nobody's perfect. You know, nobody's ever going to be the right age. They're too old. Do you remember when they said John Kennedy was too young? Remember that? We've critiqued presidents' religion. Do you remember John Kennedy being a Catholic and, oh my goodness, is he going to get his marching orders from the Pope? Do you remember that? Do you remember President W. Bush? How many people dinged him because of his Christian beliefs and that he was consulting a higher power when he said he was consulting a higher power? Well, we dinged him for that. We dinged Hillary for being a woman. You know, who is the perfect candidate? I don't know. I don't think we ever have a perfect candidate. We look at everything superficially. We never look at what they want to do. You know, if you look at what the Democratic candidates have wanted to do and you look at what the Republican candidates have wanted to do, they pretty much all want to do the same stuff. So I really don't know what is so revolutionary about any candidate. You know, if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for a certain idea. If you're voting Republican, you're voting for a certain idea. And the Supreme Court is no better example of that. Look at what we've seen. Elections have consequences. Now, whether or not you think Donald Trump is the greatest Republican president ever or not, he has appointed three conservative judges. If it had been a Democrat, they would have appointed three liberal judges. That's how it goes. It isn't about the personality of the person. It's about what they believe, how they believe government should be run. So there you are. My little soliloquy this morning on politics. Phone lines are open, though, if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you on the air if you have anything to say about that or anything else. If you have anything to say about Halloween, how do you think that's all going to come off? Do you have any Halloween recipes? Are you going to put Halloween candy out this year? What do you think about the coronavirus pandemic we're in the middle of? Numbers going up. Do you watch that every day? A lot of people do. It's becoming a very interesting thing. It's been a very interesting thing for the last 7 months, and we soldier on with that. So always something to do and something to talk about. Oh, and I'll tell you what. Okay, I did want to talk about this. I meant to start the hour with this, and we got off on another subject, so I want to mention this. And trust me, I'm going to mention this in a far more jovial way than last week, because at this point, it's kind of secondary. But the truth of the matter is, and I'm not going to get deep into this again, but it's funny to me in a way, and I'll try to explain this. A week ago today, we reported a story on the River Valley football team. Now, the story was, we don't know if River Valley football team is going to play Friday night, because last week, the River Valley football team was told to stay out of school, and parents were told not to buy tickets, because they did not know at that time if the football team would be able to play on Friday night, because some players had tested positive for COVID and they needed to do contact tracing to see who had all been affected. And then the story further came out that I believe it was two students were infected, one coach was infected, and six players had to quarantine. So they would not be playing on Friday night. And I think that ended up being five starters for the football team. And the football team did go on, unfortunately for River Valley, to lose on Friday night by quite a large margin. Now, not to say that would have been any different had these players had been there. and the coach had been there. But that's what happened. So that's basically what it was. Now, people took this very personally that we reported this story. And the two things they didn't like about it was they felt that we were saying the River Valley game was canceled. First off, if you say as a school we're not selling tickets, it does look as if you have canceled the game. And that's what we said. It looks as if this game is canceled. We didn't say it was canceled. We didn't say it is canceled. But we say it looks as if. And they did not like that we used the number 50 to 70, which is now stuck in people's heads. 50 to 70 kids staying home might be infected last week. Well, how many people are on the football team? I'm going to guess there are more than 50 people associated with the football team. And that's what we said. And as soon as we got the story that they were playing football, that these are the numbers, two players infected, six quarantined, one coach, we posted all that information. And this all happened within a matter of hours. Well, people lost their minds. People lost their minds and got very upset. A matter of fact, somebody from the school administration called me up on the phone and wanted to talk about this and felt we did not have our facts straight. And the truth of the matter is, while I'm having the conversation with this administrator, he can't even tell me the facts. Because I'm saying to him, okay, if our facts are wrong, what are the numbers? And his answer to me was, I just want to get past that now. Would never give me the numbers. Then he had to go really quick. I'm not saying he didn't have to go really quick, but that was what happened. So that's the story. Now, we talked about this last week. Okay. Well, people still have this burr in their foot. Let's say foot. People still have this burr in their foot. And it's funny because now we're past this. I mean, the game is over from last Friday. We hope everybody's getting better. We haven't reported anything in a week. It's over. It's past history. So now we're promoting this debate tomorrow night from 7 to 9 on the station. And somebody reports this debate this morning on social media, and the first comment on the debate post was something like, is this the same guy who reported that River Valley's football game was canceled last week and that 50 to 70 kids had COVID? Okay, first of all, never said the game was canceled. Second of all, never said 50 to 70 kids had COVID. Never said that. You can go back to the website, the Facebook page. Nothing has been deleted. It's still there word for word. You can go back and read it from a week ago. Never said that. But it's football. And I'm not saying people should not get behind football. I'm not saying that people shouldn't feel strongly about their football team. But the truth of the matter is that this is why people are angry. And I'm sorry that they're angry. But you know what? It was news. These are kids. They're kids in this county. People should have known this. The administration had let people know long before we reported the story. So I'm still not sure, and nobody yet has told me where we were wrong on this story 7 days later. If somebody would point out where we were wrong, I still would be glad to print a retraction. I think it's kind of silly at this point a week later. But people still have this stuck in their paw. And I don't quite understand it. I guess because it's football. And you know what? We, again, have talked more about River Valley football on this station than any other team in Marion County. We have said more positive things about River Valley football on this station than any other school in Marion County. We have had more River Valley football players on this station than any other school in Marion County. We have given more scores on Friday night to River Valley football games than any other school in this county. So the irony that after all those good things, that the school is harping on this, are people with the school, I won't say the school, that the maybe parents or people associated with the school are still harping on this story. And it's a week later. The game's over. Okay? Friday's game's over. And by the way, just for the record, there's a lot more stuff that could have been reported that I did not feel needed to be reported because I thought it was more personal. You know, there's a line between public and personal life. But there were a lot of people who had a lot of questions about that game last Friday. And they were questions far beyond what we reported here. So that's that. That's showbiz. I don't mind the criticism. But the fact that people are still harping about this after the game is over is really interesting to me. I don't mind being known for that story. Trust me. And you know, the fact that people, I think it's helping me become well-known. So there's that, I guess. All right. See, politics aren't the only thing that'll get people all stirred up. Sports will get people all stirred up as well. All right. Does anybody have an opinion? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 9 minutes left to go in this show. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And this is the last time we're going to talk about this, unless something major happens. But I saw that this morning, and I thought, why not talk about it one more time? Because you know what? Much like I am willing to tell you how many mistakes I make. My goodness. We talked again yesterday about the chocolate in the cup in Mary Ellen Withrow's bathroom drawer. You know, I told you that on the air. I didn't have to do that. That certainly did not make me look very good. I told you about breaking my ankle, falling down. That went on for a week. I told you that story. I've told you how many times that I cut my face while I'm shaving. You know, I will tell you anything that makes me look ridiculous, because if I caused it, if I did it, you know, it's fair game. I figure, be honest. Be honest. The cover-up is always worse than the crime. And not that these are crimes, but why try to cover it up? Why try to deny it? Just say what it is and move on. Say what it is and say, this is what we're doing, and move on and get on with the show. So that's the way it is. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, we do have 7 minutes left in the show, and we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to remind everybody as well that On the Air with Glenn Coble comes on after this program today, and I will be on 10 until 12 with him. Then we have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12 to 1 p.m. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman 4 to 5 today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight here on this station. And I hope you enjoy all of those programs. But it's interesting sometimes how things work. The way things work and the way, there's a very, and it's not just with this particular football story. There's an interesting thing, as I said last week, going on where the media wants to be loved. The media wants to be loved. We've all got to be loved. We all have to be perfect. We all have to be whatever. You know, we're not always perfect, and we shouldn't be loved. A lot of times you're reporting stories that are not pleasant. You know, a lot of times you're reporting stories that are very negative that I'm sure people would not want you to report because they don't show the best side of themselves. But you also have to understand, everybody makes mistakes. And maybe we need to be a little more forgiving as a society. And I'm not saying we make a mistake in reporting these things. I'm saying people make mistakes. And even though we report them, I don't think it condemns you for life because you did something bad. Well, spend the rest of your life trying to do the right thing, trying to turn things around, trying to make things better. Give that a whirl. See how that goes. Attacking the media. You know, it used to be, if the media reported something, you would attack the people who didn't like the story. You didn't attack the media outlet to try to discredit them. Because really what that's all about is, you're attacking the media outlet because you want to get the perception that the story is completely wrong and nothing really ever happened. Well, that's not reality. And I think about this story that's going on right now nationally with this Jeffrey Toobin, who I guess works for The New Yorker and works for CNN. And I guess, you know, it's such a stupid story. I don't know. I don't even know how it happened. But apparently he was on a Zoom call because he's working from home. He's on a Zoom call. And somehow he gets caught doing something inappropriate on a Zoom call. And I know what it is, but we're not going to say it on the air. So he gets caught doing something inappropriate on a Zoom call. And so he takes a leave of absence from his positions. Okay. Well, was that stupid? Yes. It's stupid to do what he did, especially on a Zoom call. I don't even understand how that happens. But what do we do as, you know, on social media? What's our recourse in this? We report it as news, and we make fun of it. Ha ha, isn't that person funny? Ha ha, isn't that funny that they got caught? Well, okay, I guess. You know, I don't know. I always think in these cases that, you know, the old saying goes, nobody's perfect. And there were a lot of things. Now, not that people would be caught necessarily doing what he was doing, but nobody's perfect. And when it shifts to you doing something imperfect, you might not like the criticism and the people making fun. So try to be consistent. Because, you know, I know there are people who get made fun of for doing things that they think are perfectly acceptable, but yet I don't think they like it. I think they think what they're doing is fine. But that's a whole nother story. 58 minutes past the hour. If you've been thinking about calling in all morning, we've got 2 minutes left. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Would love to talk about it. Remember, the Big Candidates Night 2020 coming up tomorrow night, Thursday, October 22nd, 7:10 to 9 p.m., broadcast live here on this station, 107.1 FM. You can listen live on the internet, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The event will feature in a discussion debate format candidates for Marion County Commissioner, County Clerk, and Sheriff. The event will be moderated by myself and will feature questions from editor of the Marion Star, Ben Lanka. The listening audience will also be able to submit questions live on the air starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, October 22nd, by calling the station number 740-383-9944 and talking to the operator. The event is supported by Belly Buster's Pizza and was organized by Terry Tackett. Don't miss this tomorrow at 7. It's going to be another cold, rainy day, and it's dark by 7 o'clock anyway. So tune this in, and you can ask your questions. Your questions can be asked on air. You just can't submit them until 7 p.m. tomorrow night. That's when the operator will be ready to take them. And we will go live at 7:15, and we'll be on through 9 o'clock with no breaks. No breaks, 7:15 until 9 o'clock. Don't miss this for love nor money. I'll be back with Glenn Coble in about 15 minutes.
Your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I did something different. We were outside with the protesters, so today